Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we were supposed to have my homies HISD on the show, but we had to reschedule them due to conflicts of time, and they had a few more songs and things to do, but we will have them on next week. Those of you who are looking forward to hearing from them, like I am. Show must go on. Now, if you want to holler at me, though, I'm still here. You can hit me up at 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. And I'll holler back, I promise. Also, if you want to email me, you can email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me your questions, comments, whatever. dick@smoothdrama.com. I'll read it. I'll read anything. So long as it doesn't say you won $1 million and just give me your bank account. All right. Also, to keep up with us and what we had going on, something like what we had happening this weekend down in San Diego, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 so you can keep up with us and, you know, find out the nice and lovely things that we do in different events we're going to be at, sort of like this Party for a Cause in San Diego, where the proceeds went to the Christie House, which supports and takes care of women and families who are impacted with HIV. So I'd like to give a shout out to my boy Tommy Walker of WM Entertainment and my main man Black Steel for putting that on. Good job. You know, and also giving a shout out to Tommy once again for treating me like a VIP, letting me sit in the VIP section and be the fake celebrity that I am. Thank you very much. It was greatly appreciated. I felt so special. Also, want to give a shout out to my co-host, Butter Pecan, who got out the hospital. So, big shout out to her. Get better, homie. You know, get your heel on so you won't have that stuff oozing out anyway. I'm not trying to be gross. Just playing. Oh, also, excited because it was the beginning of the NBA season today. Although, from what I've seen early, I know it's the first game, but the Miami Heat look fucking terrible. Terrible indeed. Oh, we have a call here. My main man, Pierre, what's going on? This is Pierre Jones of Peace of Mind Entertainment. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, it's all good. I'm the hidden entity of HISD.
The hidden entity?
Yeah, the hidden entity.
All right.
The social engineer, if you will.
All right.
What's good?
Oh, not too much. I was sitting up there talking about, I was kind of excited at the beginning of the NBA season. Miami Heat don't look all that impressive so far, but it happens.
Yeah, they looked like they were struggling a little bit. I was watching the game and looked like they had some struggles. Dwayne Wade ain't played in a little bit.
Yeah, well, the funny thing was I was actually talking to my boxing correspondent, Jay Badman, earlier today. Okay. We know Windows is in the house.
No.
I was talking to him, and I was saying there's two teams that the Lakers really, really don't want to meet. And I said one of them was Portland Trail Blazers, and the other one was the Houston Rockets, because one, they got the size, and they actually run an offense. And as they're showing right now, smacking the Lakers' ass, they're running the offense, so the Lakers have to play a little bit of defense. I don't think they're, like, used to that yet. But I think it's a good matchup for him. But we won't go there. Now I know we're gonna have HISD on next week, but tell us about the premiere of the video and whatnot and what they're talking about doing.
The video is because we just released it this morning or late last night, if you will, and it's banging. The Space Up video, rocking, aka Space Up, rocking means feeling good, and spacing up means taking it to the next level. And the video was extremely creative and done really well, real innovative. Dynamic to it. You know, hope everybody go out there and check it out on YouTube, Rappers I Know. There's several VMO, you know, whatever out there that you watch videos on. It's out there.
Well, and we'll also have it, I will have it posted on our Smooth Drama site. Most of you know www.smoothdrama.com. You go there, and it will be a featured video, as well as on the Smooth Drama TV, where you get to watch me. We have our entertainment video channel, so you can go there and watch the video, because I'll be posting it there also. So look out for it, because HISD will be coming to a computer screen or MP3 player, CD player, whatever your listening device is. Coming to a listening device near you?
Coming out. And the weekend, you know, digitally, the digital version will be dropping this Friday, 10/29, exclusively at www.theweekend.com. So we
Now tell them about the spelling of the weekend, though, because they may go to the weekend and be a different weekend.
The weekend is, you know, is kind of a parable, if you will. The week end, weekend. That's where you go, you know, that's where you go, not the, like, the end of the week. However, you know, it's you know, synonymous, the two kind of one and the same. So, you know, it's a storyline, you know, you got to get rid of the week.
So you're throwing parables? We throwing parables out now?
We just being creative, you know, you got to. You got to kind of decode some things, you know. We trying to get back to the real game of hip hop, you know, and you know, you got to use some of your brain power. Now the beats is rocking, you can bang them in the club and you can do what you do. But at the same time, you know, you got something to think about when you ride in your car. You can ride, you know, it's creative lyrically, you know, and it's a huge, you know, powerful storyline behind, you know, what the album is about.
Well, speaking of that, there was a movie that I guess is supposed to be coming out had started last week, the Monkey Gang, which is a hip-hop mockumentary. I saw the trailer to it, and I was kind of annoyed a little bit. I've seen a movie like that, Fear of a Black Hat. I mean, it's supposed to be like CD4, and the trailer is them, you know, basically, and I get the gist of it because sort of like what y'all talking about, getting rid of the weak rappers. This movie is talking about the rap game and the rappers and what they represent and the stupid names and the stupid shit that they talk about. I'm tired and over it. I've seen those movies, and it's like what they're doing is like being overly degrading. It's sort of like, what was that movie Spike Lee did a few years back, Bamboozled? Where Damon Wayans did he made these characters so bad and degrading that it became a number one show. I just thought of this in that exact same vein. It's not very creative, and it's not. It's just straight up. Yeah, we stupid.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit for the Liberty Mutual Coach of the Year. You play a big
and
role,
I didn't see it as funny at all.
Yeah, I ain't really feeling that either. I mean, I it's funny. I love spoofs. You know, I like, you know, that whole thing, slapstick stuff, and you know, spoofs and all that. You know, but we need something that's innovative and creative, and you know, we have a storyline, and I mean, even the album, I mean, it's going to be a comic book done by Brady Canfield. That's incredible artist, creator of Wombat Roo. But you know, it's you know, we want this to be something that's powerful and creative and innovative. Is what these guys have put together, you know, and it's a series of things that they're doing with, you know, with the other groups, you know, it's a movement. Questlove pretty much tagged the movement. It's called the Hue Movement.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm with you on that. I think it's one of those things where it's time. It's just, I just saw this, and it kind of coincides with what y'all were talking about, only I suggest you and anybody else out there, look at the trailer, and y'all tell me. I mean, some people, I mean, we obviously have a difference of opinion on the thing. Some people think that type of thing is funny and creative, whatnot. I think it's bullshit, even though I understand what the message is, but, I mean, can we tell a message and not be so crude and ignorant?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's what we're doing. It's more, I mean, the message is not to degrade anyone. It's to amplify the art and show what the actual art of you know, emceeing and you know, and having a creative story behind it. And not putting, you know, people on blast, you know, it's what it is, you know. Everybody do them, and we do us, you know, but let us in the game. don't hide creativity and innovativeness and you know and fun in the music. You know, De La Soul, and I mean, them dudes have fun. They still have fun. You know, the
right.
Roots, they have fun. You know, they got these innovative projects, you know, that I think, you know, we open up the airwaves to you know, the diversity in the music and what it is, you know, hip-hop, you know, it begins to live again, you know, and not be, you know, channeled into all this, you know, negative connotations behind it. You know, I love dance music,
right.
You know. I love the whole dance thing. We
all love dance music. I mean, I love all kinds of music. And before we get into this point, we're going to take a quick, well, not a quick, we're going to take a song break here. We're going to go into a HISD song off their first album, The District, called Galleria Chicks. And after that, we'll be right back.
Met her at Saks and Fifth Avenue. Smelled like Bath and Body Works. My J. Crew be seeing you. Oh, there's two of you, Macy and Tiffany too. Y'all want bracelets? I got a brass booth for both of you. All hell Zells with an old Fossil Brooks brother. He got Starbucks, hence the Gucci link cuffs. Cufflinks, I got a bucket, ends in L.E. Echo Unlimited, off to the foot for athletes. I felt the down-to-earth image, nails and facials. Fools rush in like gin and Bennigan. We hit Thirsties and Wetzel's pretzels. Her name was Carol Paris. Call me Casual Corner. Candy headquarters, body shop to workshop to build a bear for ya. Arts to Asia, she was precious like a gem by Chow. Marble slab, she had a chocolate Swiss smile. Let me get that. Sharper image had a stereo. Sleep over, listen to the radio and shack. Up for a night or two or what have you. No boo, today's news don't do gadoo. 718 lids fitted Padre, navy blue.
Galleria chicks, some fans, some dicks. Some say they all of that, plus a bag of chips. If you ain't got a bag of chips, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria chicks don't think you stalking. Galleria chicks, some fans, some dicks. Some pushing food and some push the baddest whips. If you ain't got a badass whip, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria chicks don't think you stalking.
Up in the Apple store, shrink wrapped in apple bottom. She asked, are you a Mac? I'm like, nah, but I got a lap. Plus a wireless mouse, that means no strings attached. Word, baby, the fact. Need assurance for that. A hard drive makes a soft gap. My pops told me that. Not a product of knockers, you worth more than that. Forget them pop up hot blockers and knockers that wanna crash your foot locker. You the body shop showstopper. They mesmerized by the mulatto. My Afro Rican pina colada. Talking half and half. Hazelnut decaf. Saw from black. Let's hit the buck. I'm kinda thirsty for a lot. Pardon me, latte. Hey, hey, Mrs. Junior, you're so petite. I'm digging your whole mystique. Sexy. No freaks in the bars. Let's get a suite. I'm saying meet me at the West End. Galleria, that is. You and your best friend.
Galleria six. Some fans, some big. Some think that all of that plus a bag of chips. If you ain't got a bag of chips, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria six gon' thank you stalking. Yo, Galleria six. Some fans, some big. Some pushing food. Some push the baddest flips. If you ain't got a badass whip, keep on walking. Cause that Galleria six gon' thank you stalking. Yo, it's the V, the I, the S, the T.
Much to give,
hey, hey, baby.
And don't know what I'll get.
Ooh, I know.
Is it if you love me?
What? I want my Galleria chick. I need a Galleria chick. What? I want no Galleria chick.
Yo, L, tell about this.
I met this girl in Express, who was trying to express how she wasn't looking for love. She was looking for guests or some Abercrombie and Fitch makeup. Come back to Little Hills with a tight build that made me react. I usually don't talk to women like that, but she was bad with a coach bag, a body shirt, and Tiffany cast. I made a dash to get a photograph to keep in my stash with lovers. But yo, I ponder when I seen her in sex. I didn't want to play myself like that, so I went back to work. Cause everybody knows the voice of flow. Cause so, Galleria chick, no one no Galleria chick, no one no Galleria chick,
We're talking about the Galleria chick, Galleria chick.
Galleria chick, some say something, some think they all of that, plus a bag of chips. If you ain't got a bag of chips, to keep on walking, cause that Galleria chick don't take you stalking. Yo, Galleria chick, some say something, some pushing hold up, some push the baddest whips. If you ain't got a badass whip, to keep on walking, cause that Galleria chick don't take you stalking.
My urban outfit comes equipped with the rims on the whip. Gotta love it how I slip my banana in the republic of a wet seal into that gap field. Like the journey of an athlete, track meet headed towards the finish line. Baby is a lovely dime, but she loves that number nine. West like Ye say, she's addicted to retail, conflicted by details. Now look at what she sells, her conservative body parts. For the liberal arts and crafts, they go beyond like a bed and a bath. Baby, you're making me laugh. Popping that Gucci in exchange for our money, honey. As we express through the limited space and time. Watch the Movado name drops in the rhyme. Consumers all standing in line to get a glimpse of Miss Galleria's radiant shine. Prime real estate with a gentrified mind. But watch it all decline over time.
Galleria chicks, some there, something. Some thinking all of that plus a bag of chips. If you ain't got a bag of chips to keep on walking. Cause that Galleria chick don't take you stalking. Yo, Galleria chick,
some dance, some fix, some pushing who knows, some push the baddest twist. If you ain't got a badass whip, then keep on walking, cause that gallery is ticked on. Thank you, talking.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISD off their first album, The District. That was Galleria Chicks. Something, something thick.
Cold cut. That's a cold cut.
That
they
is.
Wrote that. The boys wrote that walking through the mall.
Okay. Makes sense to me. Although I've never been to the Galleria.
The Galleria's off the charts in Hugh, Texas. Yeah, the Galleria where I shop.
Yeah, well, I got to get off of shopping, and I got to ride on somebody real quick before I get started. I want to say, of course, I want to hear from y'all, 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the number. dick@smoothdrama.com is the email. Now, why I'm saying that? Because there's somebody who I got to diss. Actress Jill Quigg. Who the fuck is actress Jill Quigg? I didn't really know who she is and still don't know. I guess she starred in a film called Gone Baby Gone in 2007. Well, this heifer and her boyfriend, Georgios Cascanides of Lynn, I don't know where the hell that is, and really don't give a damn. This heifer and this guy, who is a male heifer, they broke into a house, and guess what they did? They're out of the Boston area. It seems to be like a Boston thing, or maybe it's just something for 2010. They broke into a house and said a black guy did it. What makes it bad is they were stopped near their apartment, and you know, when they were stopped by the police, they had a 32-inch flat screen TV and a new computer printer in their hands. What they told Lieutenant Jack Sullivan was that they saw a black man had broken into an apartment and was running off with the 32-inch flat screen and the new computer printer. And that's when they said they became crime fighters and they chased him, and he dropped the item and got into a getaway vehicle. Yeah. Now, the part about it is they kept the shit for themselves. And that's how the police caught him. And the witnesses only identified Miss Quigg and Mr. Cascanides as the ones leaving the apartment. And, of course, they pleaded not guilty.
They pleaded not guilty, huh? They're stealing.
Yeah. Now, yep. And they were released on their own personal recognizance.
Man.
Now, what's sad about that is, first, I want to say, and you know, y'all excuse my French, and mama, if you're listening, or daddy, if you're listening and mama's listening, you may want to turn the sound down just a little bit for about 25 seconds. This fucking bitch had the, you know, the nerve to do that. I mean, is this a Boston thing? Remember the dude Charles Stewart did that shit when he killed his family and shot himself in the stomach, well, grazed himself in the stomach and shit, and said that a black man tried to rob him. And then, of course, the heifer earlier this year who threw acid in her goddamn face and said a black man. Why? Why, y'all? Look, come on now.
All black people
steal and cheat and rob and kill.
But you know, I mean, one, this ain't even no real shit. You're a fucking actress and you steal it. I mean, obviously, I'm going to assume that there's some drugs involved. I'm just going to make that assumption because they're stealing 32-inch TVs and computer printers.
They were trying to get high.
Yeah, I mean,
because they were trying to get higher. Because you
got a 32-inch. You're not gonna get a lot for that on the street. And
yeah.
a printer get you about $1.50.
Yeah,
maybe $1.25. You wear cocaine on the street.
They was probably high, trying to get higher. That's a high move, you know, when you high.
Yeah, and I'm just tired of the whole, we saw a black dude. But why? Stop it. And if I see Miss Quigg's name on a movie, I will spit on that movie. And if I see her, I will cuss her ass out. Let her know how I feel. Her and Giorgio. Motherfucker. I'm sorry, but that we can't let that shit ride. That shit cannot ride. You get no play in with that bullshit. Speaking of which, as somebody else is suing Mike Tyson. I'm like, damn, don't y'all know Tyson ain't got no money? Everybody know that. Everybody know that Tyson ain't got money except for the dumb asses who keep suing him. This time, it's the paparazzi.
Kick him in the leg?
It's paparazzi Antonio Echevarria, whatever the hell his name is. I ain't even going to try to pronounce the shit again. He's suing Tyson for $25 million. Look, homie, Tyson probably ain't got $25 in the bank.
For what?
Because he says that Tyson threatened to kill him and beat him up at LAX last year. See, what Tyson was on his way to Vegas, and he was going through LAX, and he came back from a European trip or whatever, and they were snapping pictures of him. And it's time to take the picture. Mike Tyson started to punch him. Now,
Mike Tyson probably just woke up. He probably was tired.
They're taking pictures. If there are all these other reporters taking pictures, why does he only punch you? Right. And then on top of it, he's saying, he just beat on me and I'm suing him for $25 million. Mike Tyson don't have $25 million. Mike Tyson owed the government about $25 million in taxes he been paying. So good luck with that, homie. You keep waiting on that check. It ain't coming.
Man, leave Tyson alone. That's my dude. Tyson needs to.
You know what
needs to happen? If you decide you want to take some pictures and catch a dude on a bad day, that's your fault. Get out the business. That's part of the business. I think
right. That's
part of the business. If you want to go and be hiding out in somebody's backyard to get a picture, to blow it all up, then you need to suffer the consequences of their dogs biting you, of getting kicked in the leg, of getting stolen
right. Home
because
right. Somebody
had a bad day. That's part of, you know, every game has an obstacle. Football. You get hurt, you get a helmet, you get a concussion. Hey, it's an obstacle. That's part of the game. Basketball, you get a broken, ankle, catch your elbow in the thigh, and,
some low cut techniques, whatever. It's part of the game. I ain't saying
right.
Can't be no rules, but you can't go on around suing people because it's part of the game. You come up on the person having a bad day, he then flew across Europe, he tired, and you in his face taking pictures, you might get sued on.
Well, yeah, I'm just like Antonio, all these dudes trying to make money off Tyson. Look, you're too late. Robin Givens got it all already. Let it go. It ain't going to happen. You know what Tyson just needed? He just needed to let his broke homies steal all these dudes. As you do, you can't even sue the broke homie. Just the homie off the hood, just foul. Take it.
You know what?
Take it.
Yeah, Tyson, we need to make a reality show. Tyson, hit me up. We'll get this reality show popping.
No, man, I can't. You know what? Tyson don't need no reality shows. Tyson don't need none of that, man. Tyson just needs some love. Tyson just needs some folks when they see him. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man? I got your back. Give him a hard pound, you know, give him the man pound, whatnot. Keep doing your thing, Mike, and move on. Mike don't need no extra. He don't need no folks laughing at him, none of that shit. He just needs that and some hugs.
No, y'all, that's what I'm Mike. Saying. I mean, if you get a chance to see how that dude really get out, he's probably a cool cat, you know, laying back and stuff. You know, people don't, you know, they all up in his face, you know.
But think about this reality show shit. They be all up in his face trying to make him do stupid shit for the ratings. Nah, that's okay. Mike did his dirt. Let Mike exist. Mike don't need to do nothing but try to make some money so he don't get locked up for income tax evasion.
You're more than welcome in the UTEX. Come hang out with the HISD clan. Come hang out with us. It's all good.
Yeah.
You can get a peace of mind over a peace of mind.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure that you get that message.
Yeah. Thanks to Sav.
Now, I got to ride on one more group. It's one of those stereotypical images put out there. Kohl's. Kohl's had a ghetto fabulous wig that they were selling on their online store. It supposedly was a wig that was big hair, had the loose coils and the brown shades and the light highlights. And supposedly that was the ghetto fabulous wig, and that's what they named it. And supposedly it was to look like a certain group of people's hair, fake hair, or whatnot.
It was for Halloween?
Nah. It was just because. Just. Because no Halloween involved. And they got a couple negative comments. And so they changed it to curly wig. And then the comments still came. And so they just took it offline. Now, for me, I thought it was funny because you throw a negative connotation on something like that where there didn't have to be. I mean, because if they'd have just started off with curly wig, I don't think it would have been an issue.
So what did they call it?
They call it the ghetto fabulous wig.
That's bad. That's bad because, you know what, I was watching Soul Train and I was watching how cool women and cats was, you know, when we was rocking the afro. Like right. Even like dance moves, everybody was dancing on the same groove, you know, and it wasn't like packs of dancers. Like now it's kind of strange. You go to a club, you have a pack of women dancing, and you have a pack of dudes doing their thing, and it's kind of strange to me.
Strange to me was this dude at the AIDS benefit this weekend dancing. I mean, taking up a whole lot of space, dancing by his damn self. And it's like he's dancing for a dance contest at the party. It's like, nah, homie. This is not Showtime at the Apollo. It was folks just trying, and I mean, everybody's taking pictures, we're laughing at him. But he thought, yeah, they're taking pictures of me. So, you know, he's Harlem shaking it. I mean, he's pulling his shirt up. I'm like, homie, pull your shirt down. You don't see none of this. I mean, it was awful. And he kept going. I mean, it was funny because nobody wants to like do regular dances now. They dancing for a damn contest on the dance. I hate that shit. I don't want, and you know, it's the dudes out there doing the Dougie.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love to see team dancing. I come from that mode. Yeah, you know I mean, Chicago, we you got your steppers, and you know, I'm feeling that. But at some point in the party or in the situation, I would like to see, you know, women and men dancing and everybody in the party having a groove where that groove
right.
Looks good. And you don't understand what I'm talking about. Soul Train, come on Saturday, come on I think Sunday. Go
nah.
Back to some of the old Soul Train days and check
well,
it out.
Keyword is old because the new Soul Train, nah, I am not feeling it.
Well, I ain't really checked out the new one, the new Soul Train.
Don't worry about it.
But you know, I like the jerk. I like all that stuff. The you know the Cali Swag District. I'm feeling that stuff. I think that stuff is hot. I think it's hot. I like it. My son can do it. You know, he feeling it all. He can do all that. You know, I like all that stuff.
Don't get me wrong. My son is a crump dancer. What I'm saying is that don't belong on the dance floor at the spot where other people could dance because he's taking up about 10 feet because he's all over the damn place.
Yeah, so I totally agree. I ain't really feeling that. You know, you kicking me off the dance floor. You know, at least you know in B Street. You know, everybody knew when they was gonna battle. They battled, and everybody came back to the format.
Right. Yeah, but see, he went on his format for about 2 hours, and that's what I'm talking about. You don't get 2 hours, homie. You get your 20-25 seconds, do your thing, and move on. And that should be it. It shouldn't go no further. But, I mean, that's the thing, and everybody, I'm not hating on the dancers. I mean, because I can't hate on the Dougie any more than me saying that I didn't do the humpy hump when it came out.
It's just
after a while, it's annoying. And I'm sure there was somebody in the 60s that was hating on the mashed potato or the twist or whatever the hell.
Hey, we always got our dances, man. Always got our dances. I ain't mad at it.
It should stop, though. Some of y'all just stop it. Learn to dance with other people. Dancing with yourself for 2 hours and you're not a paid dancer is not a good look.
Yeah,
and on that note, we gonna go because we play. Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, we play HISD a little bit earlier. You know, I like to go new school, old school, and vice versa. And so I gotta go right now to old school Roscoe's Soul on Ice, the Waterproof MC. You ain't wetting me.
From T. Arson.
Yeah.
I spent a little stint there on Helmick Street. Broad Acres,
right.
Elementary.
Well,
so
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Roscoe's off his first album, Soul on Ice. Coincidentally, the song is called Soul on Ice.
You need to stop rapping and start robbing banks like Steady P. Cause see, no matter how much green you make, you never taste avocado. Just another broke Versace model. Tiger Woods ain't even up to par in the game of survival. That's why I'm pissing in your crystal bottle. Drink Listerine, brush my teeth with amphetamine so I can sound fresh and say dope things. In between, two strikes and 5 miles.
Forever snow.
I want a woman with the body of a whore and a personality like Lauren. Can't even say I didn't know, cause while we wanna be in WA, they create the NWO.
How many years?
FOMO. So fuck you fake John Gotti's, ain't got no Maseratis. I be at the party sipping on toddies. My shit pumping everything, out Audis and Saudis. I'm thuggish, ruggish to the bone, and I'm gonna diss everybody.
You want this
everybody.
Can't handle the truth.
You want Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. So on ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo night. I keep the after party swerve. Not quite like Michael Irvin. Edumacating urban youth, like it or not. These soliloquies explain our people's lack of stability. You keeping it real, but ain't got a clue what reality really be. See the diameter of your knowledge is the circumference of your activity. Me, I knew the deal before Babyface went solo. Bagging job pieces, stacking dividends, and dressing in more linen than Yoko Ono. But on the low though, we fighting over the scraps, worshiping the almighty dollar.
And God we trust.
Look it over. Now what the fuck pyramids got to do with the pilgrim Lord Jehovah? No disorder to clue means new world order. That's why I keep my friends close to my enemies closer. We running around in $1,000 clown suits. Better get some boots when Lucifer turn your city to Beirut.
Nigga,
you want this crew?
Can't handle this crew.
You want
Lexus Moonroof,
Hennessy 80 proof. Get to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. You want this crew? Can't handle this crew.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. I avoid one time, got Lila Roshan calling my genital sunshine. Fifth floor to Mondrian, suck your hat, nigga. Pop your dime. I'm the man who was stopped, transformed to a fucking Gatling Megatron. Kings of sport unknown to Bob Cox. Give it a name and you a hater. But violence don't play that game,
man.
Gorilla penmanship, the preacher and peacher. Heat seeker MC when I get pissed like a Eureka. My day to day, I'm trying to bubble. First place, this paper I chase. Touch me and tease me like Kate. But in the millennium, green turns electronic. UPC barcodes on the hand is demonic. They got concentration camps from Alaska to Jersey. But when the president declare a national emergency, you paying car notes trying to rock the vote. I'm spitting razor sharp quotes trying to slit the Pope's throat. You want the truth?
Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof,
Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice. You want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moonroof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo on ice.
I'm rhyming. Beats come
provided by God.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Ross Cobb's solo on Ice way back in the day, but I think that was like 96.
Like
classic.
That was the heat.
Yeah, I remember when that album first came out. We played that shit for like 3 days straight. Could not stop.
Yeah, that album was cold. That's one of the true spitters of the game.
Yes, sir.
Last
got
dad.
To love the spitters. Now, I always like to. I like to try to offer my my help in making America and the world a better place. I'm doing my Newt Gingrich contract with America. I got a little thing here, a little amendment. Now, you know how in the projects in the hood, whatnot, we have an overabundance of rats. Now, I watch this show Swamp People, where once a year for about a month they allow them to hunt the excess gators, and they sell them and they make money, whatnot. You know, because people use gator skins and people actually eat gator, whatever the hell. I'm not eating it, but I guess people say it tastes like chicken, but I'm all
yeah,
right.
I just was in New Orleans, man, and we had an appetizer. It was fried gator, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad you experienced that for me, brother. I had to pass on it. Anyway, you know, not getting on gators, but in Mozambique and other places in what they call Africa, in Europe, in France in particular, people eat rats. Rats are considered fine cuisine. And I'm like, hey, people in the hood, in projects, whatnot, it's an opportunity. All those rats that you see out there, you can catch them, freeze dry and whatnot, and maybe work it out with somebody where you can ship them over to Mozambique. And you, boom, stimulate the economy in the hood by getting rid of rats. Now, you think about it. It's funny, but it's not funny. If you look at it, because I'm going to think there's never going to be a moratorium where people are going to be like, oh, we're killing all the rats. We can't kill all the rats. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I'm about the rats. Hey, man, I don't know about them rats, man. I've seen a few rats in Chicago, dog. I don't know about them rats.
And that's what I'm saying. We're talking about it's a problem here. Over there, it's cuisine. So, if we can help feed the people who think that, I mean, we think that it's the worst shit in the world. I mean, I know about me. I see rats. I'm like, But over there, they're like, yeah, that's fine dining. So, we can help out, kill two birds with one stone. We can help people who are starving in another country by shipping them these nasty-ass rats, and you can make a profit at the same time. Who's losing? I'm telling you.
I'm starting Smooth Drama Rap Distributors. Watch. I'm going to hire the best rap killer I can find. Yeah, because I have no parts of it. But you set it up and boom, ship all the rap. Y'all want rats? We got rats for your ass. Boom. And you know, help feed starving people. Who loses? I'm just saying, people out there listening, think about it. It's fine dining. Mozambique, France, Zimbabwe.
Just make sure we get them all clean and tested before we start freezing them up and send them over there. Make sure they ain't got no extracurricular activity on them.
Right. Well, but that's the point. That's you have a company, and it wouldn't be no different than the people who ship and kill chicken all across the United States. Chicken, turkey, cows, whatnot. We do beef. I mean, we do that stuff. We ship it all over the world. Why we can't ship rats?
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's a thought. I mean, we talking about stimulating the economy, and you know, I got my homegirls coming up here Thursday, Miles from Marijuana. We talking about marijuana being legalized and the financial implications. I'm like, we can make a statement in a different with rats.
That's what's up. Yeah. Rats on the boats going over to feed people. That's what's
right. That's what I'm talking about. And speaking about rats. I was reading an article where there are people, millionaires, former millionaires or millionaires in general, who are collecting unemployment. Right? People who are making $1 million a year, you know, they lost their job, they collect unemployment.
Well, that's I guess you can do that.
I think that it's hilarious though. That I mean, you think about it. There's a CEO who may have been fired, and he was making a nice bit of change, and all of a sudden he gets fired, and he can collect unemployment. To the tune of what unemployment is, what 60-70% of what you made before. So that would be what 600,000-700,000 that someone could collect. That's pretty good.
But you figure a guy like that, I mean, if that dude, you know, if he lost his job, I guess, you know. It just depends on who you are. I mean, if you, P. Diddy or somebody like that, it ain't no pressure. Oprah, you know, but if you're a dude that's making, you know, $1 million a year, you know, you're probably going to have the equivalent in that in product.
The point is, I mean, we're talking about a lifestyle. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a lifestyle that you have, that you live in, and you get a cut. If I get unemployment, I get another $600,000, $700,000 a year. I'm doing good. Now, far be it from me to hate on people with money, and whatnot, but I find it quite the coincidence that there are people who are talking about lowering the minimum wage, but yet people who make millions of dollars can collect unemployment, and nobody is out there campaigning against that. I find it odd, actually. I find it very odd.
I, But I know why they trying to lower minimum wage. That's their way of trying to say this is how you hire more people. You know, you just
it's funny to me because people talk about minimum wage being so high, which is what, $7.75 or some ridiculous shit like that, $8.25. I don't know how much it is, but the fact that they're talking about lowering that because that would help businesses, I'm like, how does that help the people who are trying to get a job and feed their family?
Well, you know, definitely don't help California.
Right. Well, I don't think it helps anywhere. And so that's
the problem.
That's
I agree with that, but it's definitely some cities that if you lower the minimum wage, you know, you on the street, you about $3 short
exactly
every month.
Or you have to have 13 people living in the house with you, all of them paying the portion. You know, it makes no sense to me. And I know part of it is it's the American way, quote unquote, capitalism, and people don't think it's important to go after folks who make the money, because obviously here in America, there's the assumption that if I go after them and take them down, then what happens when I'm in that situation? I'm cutting my own money. But I have to say to people who think like that, you are a dumbass, because more than likely you will not get there. And if you do get to that point where you're making that an obscene amount of money, just live with it. I mean, you don't need 13 cars. You don't need an excess amount of 32-inch TVs, or former actresses will break into your shit and try to take it and blame it on myself for it like
that. I like cars. You know, I like cars, man. I like cars and clothes.
Oh.
You know?
I'm not dissing that. I'm just saying what is important. See, it's like this weekend I got to hang out with my niece, and you know, she gave me a gift. You know, normally I wear my tiger pinky ring and I have my elephant ring. But my niece, she gave me a green ghost ring. Now, when we talk about what's important to me, this green ghost ring is more important than any diamond gold ring that anybody can give me, or that I can buy for an overinflated amount of money, because she gave me this and there was love involved with it. Like, here, Uncle Freddie, I got a ghost ring for you. That's some touching shit there. And this shit, to me, is just as important as any gold ISO, whatever the hell else somebody has ascribed some value to. I put $1 million on this damn ghost ring. But that's just me.
Well, that's
I think that's important.
I mean, I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, it's some things that's definitely more important than some nice things. I mean, there's some things up to date. You know, I remember back in the day we used to pile around in the Pinto and the EXP, you know.
So with no backseat.
We've since upgraded from that element, you know, but the Pinto wasn't bad. We had fun in the Pinto.
Right. that's all that counts. What I'm talking about here is the value that you ascribe to something is the value that it is. However it is, that's what it is, and that's the value that you put on it. So, to me, this is $1 million ring. Some people may not think that way, but I do. And on that note, I want to thank Pierre Jones of Peace of Mind Entertainment for coming on. I want to thank you, the listener, for listening, of course, because without you, it'd be just me and P talking on the phone. I always do anyway. and Big shout out to my girl Butter out of the hospital, healing. Smooth Drama, Dick. Thank you. It's Smooth Drama, Dick Hugger.
ISD.
We out.
Space up.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.